This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, well, we were talking about this yesterday, Jason, and I think the suspense we can consider basically over. Because the Memphis Tiger football program is bringing Brendan Lewis to media days next later this month. So if there is any drama, any question about who the starting quarterback for Memphis football is going to be, I mean, this to me effectively acts as an announcement of who's starting a quarterback for Memphis next year. You're not bringing a guy that you don't plan on starting at quarterback up to freaking media day to speak for your team. Right, I mean that would make absolutely zero sense. So this is an announcement. This is that the competition is over. It will be Brendan Lewis there, the Nevada transfer. It's later this month. It's like July 24th in Charlotte, AAC media days. Of course, Tim Kramer said yesterday that he expects starter to be named a couple weeks before the season opener. But again, if it was really you would bring Sutton Smith or something, right? Like you would bring somebody that's not. In a competition for the starting job.
Could have brought DeWozier.
Right. Exactly. I mean, and they've been with the program longer than Brendan Lewis has, so they could speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
You plan on starting Brendan Lewis, which is fine. I mean, we expected that. We thought it would be in a year where it's always sort of touch and go, you're not going to roll a freshman out there. Ryan Silverfield was never going to do that. And I don't think most coaches would do that, to be honest. Although Deion, I was paying attention to what Deion's doing there in Colorado. It seems like that's a real battle between Salter and Juju. I can't remember his last name. Lewis, I think. And he's a friend. He's that big stud five-star.
And one's from Liberty?
Salter's from Liberty, and then Lewis is the five-star freshman. And Deion's like, he's given off that that's a real competition, a real battle, which I find fascinating because Salter's been a, D1 quarterback for 3 years. Maybe Lewis is more, ready than A.J. Hill. I don't know. I have no idea. But, yes, we expected this. It seems like a certainty at this point, a foregone conclusion, if you will, that it will be Brendan Lewis. And then I guess you're going to lose our Arrington Maiden, right? He transfers. I think that's definitely you can't keep everybody.
That's what I'm thinking. So, and from the sounds of it, most folks think he can be a Division I quarterback like right now.
Yeah,
a starter. And so, somebody if you're not starting here, and more importantly, if you're not second string, in this case, A.J. Hill, say you're not an injury away from starting. Like Seth Hennigan was his freshman year, ends up getting him the job. Most of those guys transfer out. The guy that doesn't win the backup job, usually he's gone.
Exactly.
And sometimes you lose the backup.
That's right.
In this case, I expect with all the investment in A.J. Hill, you're not losing him.
Well, that's interesting.
And that's my point.
He got paid, so he can't leave. I would imagine it's part of this fake contract. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I mean, Arrington, you would think, is going to be the odd man out. That said, he played well in the spring.
Yep.
It's, to this point, still open. I don't want to count him out. But
right.
It would say, what was the point of going and getting Brendan Lewis and then, again, to remember, this is your highest ever quarterback commitment and signing out of high school with a four-star.
It's just an interesting oddity that the top two quarterbacks on this depth chart either played at or were committed to Colorado. It's just kind of a weird thing. Because I know Brennan came from Nevada, but before that he was at Colorado and played. And then we know A.J. Hill was committed to Colorado at one point. So I have not really seen – like, I didn't watch a lot of – I didn't watch any Nevada football last year. So I don't have any educated opinion. We could all go watch some highlights on him. But just looking at, you know, the numbers, it just feels like he's a guy who they're going to just trust to make reads at the line of scrimmage, deliver the ball, and not make mistakes.
Dude, if Sutton Smith doesn't get hurt again, you have a chance to be real dynamic with the with the RPOs that you can do with Lewis and all the running he can do. You got DeRozier coming out of the backfield as well. Again, all these receivers feel like they're all brand new. So we'll have to figure out who's best and all that. But you've got playmakers. They went out and got, you know, spent that money.
Yep.
And so they're going to find some within them. This should be a pretty dynamic offense in a way that it hasn't been around here in a while.
Yeah.
With a quarterback who can run.
Yeah.
That's what he's done at all of his stops.
It's right.
In both.
And, you know, again,
you haven't had that.
He's been in college for a long time. Really? So you're bringing, you know.
Before Seth, it was Brady, you know, White for the most part. You weren't doing that either. So it's been a long time since you've had a guy that can put up the kind of rushing numbers.
Right.
And give you a sort of the RPO threat.
That's exactly right.
Brendan Lewis is.
Yeah, I guess that's what it will be a lot of. Is it will be a lot of, you know, that
it's gonna be a ton of it, bro.
You got to keep the defense honest because he's not, you know, he doesn't come across as like the most prolific passer in the world.
Well, let's be real, AAC defenses ain't great. I mean, you can, you know, you can march down the field on these guys, and if you can run the ball, effectively, it's gonna, and a lot of that's not just gonna be on the weapons that you have. You're gonna have to, you know, that offensive line is gonna have to be effective to say the least, but. I expect this offense to still be great. Kramsey's been good. That's why he makes $1 million a year.
Yep.
His offenses, yes, they've had Seth Hennigan to lead them. Somebody was consistent and you knew, but he's been solid the last, I think, top 25 the last 2 years by those SP Plus rankings.
Yeah, I'm watching Brennan Lewis, his college debut against Texas 4 years ago. Like, you see him, he uses his legs a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Totally different than what you've had.
Yeah.
What A.J. Hill is. A.J.'s pocket.
Yeah.
And Jonah was telling us that yesterday.
Right.
It's completely different quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that element of it does make it more intriguing, you know, that if he can really be a outside-the-pocket guy. I mean, Paxton they used in short-yarded situations. Riley had a little bit of wiggle to him. But, you know, it wasn't RPO.
Couldn't like RPO option stuff with this guy that you can run with Sutton and with DeRozier behind him.
No, like, I mean, it's very interesting.
It can be dynamic.
Yeah, you're right. It can be.
From what you can do. Now, Kramsey hasn't had this. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So it'll be a new sort of wrinkle to what he usually does, which is have that pocket guy. I mean, that's what Seth's been. Now, Seth could bail out.
Yeah.
And buy time. But most of it within structure.
Exactly. Exactly.
This has a chance, you know, you can add some things, some wrinkles, and get real creative with it.
Well, I mean, honestly, if we're going to go there, that's what this offense has missed. Creativity, it feels like. You know, like.
In top 25, I hate to, you know,
I mean, it has,
too much when you.
But how much of that was just because, you know, first of all, Seth had to. How many late game situations were they trailing in and they had to, you know, kind of go balls to the wall?
That part of it is you've restored the running game the last 2 years with Blake and Mario. Don't forget that. You're hoping to have it again with DeRozier, Sutton Smith, who keeps getting – hopefully Sutton Smith can have a healthy year. He's supposed to have been there the last couple.
Yep.
But a big key to them being so effective offensively, you're right, maybe it's not as creative, but they've been back and had some explosives again. DeRozier was doing some of that once he got back last year.
Yep.
That's going to be key, having that run game that can balance you. And again, when you're adding your quarterback as a central part of the run game, this could be really interesting on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Question's always going to be, you know, you always got bodies defensively. You got guys that can play. Can you ever pull it together and have effective enough defense in the AAC that, you know, you're going to an AAC championship game?
Yeah.
That's what's been lacking.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good enough last year again.
Yeah. And again, like his starting sample size is just, I mean,
he's, 35 games or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of 2022. I don't know. Did he get hurt or do you get benched? I don't know with Colorado. But, you know, there's two of the 3 years he started, he was pretty good. I would say he was pretty good against much better teams than he will see in the AAC. It's like basketball. It's like Aaron Bradshaw. Yeah. He averaged 5 in the Big Ten. All right, come here and average 15. You know what I mean? Or 12 or whatever it is. That's what you have to do. And it's kind of the same thing with football. So, I mean, it kind of is nice to exist as like the oasis for the Power 5 guy that needs to pad stats. Like, that's a pretty good draw, you know? Like, we can pay you here in Memphis, and you can get your numbers. That's actually not a bad sell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of places will pay you, but you either won't start or your numbers will not look as good as you want them to look, you know? Yeah. So it's a good sell. Hopefully, you know, Brandon can come in, and again, it's not official. We're just sort of putting two and two together here that he is going to eventually be named the starter because they're taking him to media day. So I just don't see any scenario where he's not the starter. But yeah, that's the news, is that he's going up there along with William Whitlow Jr., who I think is the only returner defensively for the Tigers. So there you have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.